Yesterday, we had a chance to sit down for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Arturo Disla. You heard part one yesterday. Let's play part two right now. Last week, big highlight moments in Hub City with a 481-foot home run. How much did it surprise you that you were able to hit one that far?
Man, I surprised myself, man. I didn't hit one like that. The one that I know, you know. I didn't hit one, but I get that ball, man. Yeah.
How many times did you go back and watch that highlight?
Too many times, man. Like 100 times in the day. Yeah.
So break it down for me. Why were you able to hit it that far?
I don't know, man. I used to get one piece, and I don't know how that happened, but I hit it hard.
I saw in an interview you did there in Hub City that you talked about how you used to swing with heavy bats growing up, and you took about 1,000 swings per day down in the Dominican Republic where you were growing up. What was that like for you growing up and gaining that power?
How I say, I use a lot of heavy bat because when I feel like heavy bat, when I get like my normal bat, I feel like smoother bat, you know, like easier. So that's why I swing a lot of heavy bats.
What was it like growing up in the Dominican Republic?
What I like in Dominican is pass time with my family. Yeah, and go to the beach and relax. Yeah.
What led you to the decision to come here to the United States?
That's happened when some guys from, he find a scholarship for the guy out there. So he find me one scholarship in Iowa, and that's why I come here to the U.S.
And so you played a couple of seasons in college at multiple different spots. One of those was Wayland Baptist University, and now here you are back in Texas. So what's it like to be back in this state?
Man, I feel like I'm home right now, man. I feel good. So my coach from Wayland, he was here last night watching the game. So I was happy with him, and yeah.
What did you learn there when he was coaching you?
Man, a lot of stuff, man. First, my education, you know. So it's hard for us, like, study and play baseball. Like, I didn't speak English, like, very well, so I have to learn to make the class every day. So he helped me a lot with that, and I like it.
What did you like about just playing in college in general? Obviously, it's different than the way that you grew up in the DR, and it's different here than professional baseball. What did you like about college?
I like it because the metal bat, man. You know, when I hit the ball with the metal bat, it's like way gone. So I like it.
Chatting with Arturo Disla here on the Cacique pregame show. You go back to train in the offseason in the Dominican Republic. What is that like?
I like it, man, because I practice with big league guys, and my hitting coach out there is like a good hitting coach. So I like to pass time with him.
One of those players is Marcelo Ozuna, and you've talked before about what he has meant for you. You told me that you've known him for about 4 to 5 years. What's the biggest thing that Marcelo Ozuna has taught you?
Man, like, he's a good person, first. And then he helped me a lot with hitting. So he's a good guy to meet that guy. It's good.
I think you gained the nickname the Buffalo from somebody in the Dominican Republic. Who gave that nickname to you and why?
JD Ozuna, this is my hitting coach in Dominican. So he told me, I like you like the name like Buffalo. Say, I'll take it, it's okay.
And I think that the bobblehead is a buffalo, right?
Yeah, it's the buffalo. And I'm top.
Now that you're playing in AA, last question for you, Arturo. What are you looking forward to at this level? What are some of your goals for yourself?
Try to hit it good. Like how I did in high A, I want to be in here too. I want to help the team to win the game.
All right, that's Arturo Disla here on the Cacique pregame show. Arturo, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.